Wondering what life is really like on Canada's wild and crazy West Coast? This podcast is all about the people, the places, and Vancouver Island time. Together, we'll explore this island paradise, a combination of ocean, city, and country living. We'll meet the fabulous locals such as the Fudge Fairy and the Chicken Lady, who have chosen Victoria and Vancouver Island as their home. And we'll learn what makes this place unique and special to those who live here. And now, your host of Vancouver Island Time, Jane Johnston.
Hi, everybody. It's Jane Johnston from Vancouver Island Time. I'm here with Beth Bates today. She is the owner of Lab Health, and she works out of Good Life Fitness in Vic West. And she's here to talk about, first of all, what it's like to live in Vic West, and then also she'll tell us a bit about her business and how she got started a year ago. She now has 6 employees, so way to go. And so first of all, how long have you lived in Vic West and what do you like about it? You have a gorgeous house, right? So
I kind of love my house. I've been here 3.5 years. We moved here September 2014, I guess. Yeah.
And what do you like about living here? Like, I noticed there's a little grocery store down the way. Did that close down?
Yeah, it closed down. They're looking to redevelop that spot. But around the area, there's a lot of beautiful walking trails. Just up behind us, we have Esquimalt High. And then above that, there's High Rock Park. So you can go up at the top of High Rock Park and see about 280-degree view. It's pretty amazing up there.
So you have a little dog. Tell us, are there dog walking areas around here? I noticed that Esquimalt has a thing that they're developing called the Hug, which is a big walking trail around Esquimalt. What about in Vic West? Where do you go with your dog?
Vic West, where we are, we're pretty close to water in both directions. So we have 2 blocks to the water in one direction along the gorge walkway, and then 5 blocks in the other direction to the West Songhees walkway. And that's a 4-kilometer walk straight into downtown. And it goes right along the perimeter of the coastline. It's pretty gorgeous. So we do that on a daily basis.
So when you were looking for a home, I remember you said you wanted to specifically live in Vic West. What was it that attracted you exactly to this area?
Vic West reminds me of my hometown, and my hometown's New Westminster. So I came from the Lower Mainland. My husband grew up in Sydney, but was born in North Vancouver. So for me, New Westminster has these beautiful cherry blossom lined streets and lots of old heritage houses and just has that old feel. And Vic West has that, but it's only a pocket of sort of the Esquimalt Vic West peninsula here that has that feel of that old kind of town.
And how old's your house? Because you have a character home. She also has a brick home next door, which is very unusual. It's not her home, but the neighbor's house. So how old's your home? And tell me about living in an old house in Victoria.
Well, just like any old house, it has character. And we didn't think it was coming with extra character, but it did have a few little ups and downs. But it's 111 years old. It was built in 1907. It's 3 stories with a full height basement. It's a pretty small footprint for the house, but with the 3 floors, it's really great. Somebody before us made it open concept on the whole main floor, so it's living room, dining room, kitchen. So it's really nice to have that. You always have some issues with any old house at all different times, trying to figure out what's creaking, what's cracking, what's leaking for certain reasons, but in the last 2 years, we haven't had any issues. Everything's been going great after we made a few fixes.
What about the neighborhood around here? What are the people like?
So around here, there's a lot of young families. Behind us is Esquimalt. We're right on the border. It's a little bit of light industrial and some high-density, low-rise apartments. So slightly more lower income behind us, but towards the gorge in the other direction, we've got a lot of families, a lot of people that have been here for years and years and years. So every year, our neighborhood has a block party, so it's pretty cohesive. We know a lot of our neighbors. Everybody says hi to each other and stops and chats, and so it's really quite nice.
Do most people here, do they work downtown? Because we're quite close to the Naden base as well. So one thing when you were looking, I think also was proximity to the base, right?
Yes. My husband's in the military. However, we hope to plan on staying here. But yeah, we wanted to be close to his work. And I had a job in Esquimalt at the time. And so having that close proximity is nice. I would say it's a mix. Lots of people live and work in the neighborhood. Going downtown so easy. I volunteer downtown at the Kool-Aid Community Health Clinic, and I walk into town no problem. And that's like one of my husband and I's favorite activities, is to walk into town after work and maybe grab dinner or grab some drinks or something in town.
Yeah, and one of the things I noticed when I first moved here in 99 was everyone sort of looked at this as being sort of the wrong side of the bridge. Which was called the Blue Bridge, which is just being replaced just this past week. So do you still find that there's that prejudice against this area, or is it, I personally think it's kind of going away, but do you find that?
I find when I tell people I'm in Vic West, either they're like, oh, where is that? Or they're like, oh, it's up and coming. It's a really cute neighborhood. So it's kind of a mix right now. I think if I was saying that I was in Esquimalt, I think it still has that little bit of an edge to it. But if you walk around Esquimalt, you always feel safe. It's beautiful. And Esquimalt, too, has a great community. And we're right on the border. So we don't really find any issues with this whole kind of previous stigma, but we love it.
Yeah, I think it's a hidden gem myself. What about so close by, there's a little area right on Craig Flower, which is just a few blocks away. Tell us about that, because that's super cute.
So just down the street, so about a block and a half away, there's a really cute antique store. And then there's something called Sailor Jack's, which is like a consignment kids family clothing store. A little shop called Hold, which makes a lot of wood furniture pieces and has sort of very rustic, all natural house cleaning products. And then beside that's a hair salon. Beside that, Spiral Cafe, which provides like live music in the evenings and a cafe during the day. Next to that is Fry's Bakery. Everybody loves Fry's Bakery.
Best croissants in town.
So good. So good. And it's a wood burning oven, and Sundays they have pizzas. They're a little pricey, the pizzas, but I mean, it's all natural, really great ingredients. And then right after that, there is a barbershop. And across the street, there is the community center where I play basketball on Monday nights. They have some great drop-in basketball, yoga classes, things like that, and tennis courts across the street too.
Yeah, and they also have daycare. It's a Y.
Yeah, it was a Y. It's now owned by the City of Victoria, but yeah, it used to be a Y. But yeah, they run a lot of great reasonably priced family programming and daycare and meeting spaces and things like that. And they also have a community garden right next door to that, and a huge playground that everybody loves, and it's got an ocean view.
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. I used to take my kids there when they have a drop-in daycare during the week, or they did. I'm not sure if they still do. But my husband actually drives all the way from Machozen to get his hair cut in that barbershop.
I know. My husband, his hair is at the point in which he can cut it himself, but I keep telling him to go to the hairdresser, like go to that barber there. It'd be so nice to get like a hot shave or something like that, because they have the old like barber chairs and it looks really nice in there.
Maybe you need to give that to him as a gift.
Yeah, maybe he'd do it then.
I sent my husband to Victory Barber one day for a birthday present.
I hear that place is pretty hot. Everybody loves going there. Yeah.
it's fun. Okay, so what about good places to eat around here?
So right around here, just down the street, like a block, there's the Tigrine Elephant, which is a really great Thai restaurant. Eating inside is a little cramped, but they do really great takeout. A lot of people in Esquimalt, which isn't too far from here, we walk no problem. There's a place called Sushi Story, which makes really great sushi, and it's kind of a Korean fusion sushi, so a little bit spicier sometimes, which is really nice. There's the Parthenon Pizza Place, which we tried last night. It's a brand new pizza place in town in Esquimalt off Head Street.
Right, it's right near Victor Brodeur School, right?
Yeah, right across from the French Immersion School, yeah. And they make great pizza, and they have the old school little pizza dough ball in the middle of the pizza to hold the lid up. I was like, oh yeah, throw it back, old school.
Do you find like for groceries and stuff, because there you have a kind of industrial, kind of like a Loblaws around here.
Yeah.
Then there's also Safeway and there's, oh God,
Save-On. Save-On. So walking distance from here, we walk to Save-On to go to, but for the most part, we probably drive out to Langford and go to Costco quite a bit. And then it's not a big deal. And then, but like to grab bread or fresh fruit or things like that, we'll probably get it at Save-On, which is about a 15 minute walk.
They also have a really nice Mexican La Taquiza restaurant there, right?
Yes.
And so Costco is a pretty big thing here in Victoria. A lot of people like to drive there because they, I don't know, it's like they miss the big box stores of big cities or something. So how long does it take you to get there?
So if we try and go like right after work at like 4 o'clock, even on a weekday, it's a little bit challenging to get out that way. It takes probably about 40, 45 minutes. But if we wait until probably after about 6 o'clock, then we can get out there in probably 18 minutes. Yeah. So it's not that far from Vic West.
Yeah. We usually go on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Tuesday or Wednesday night. That's like best produce night, and then it's quiet in there, so I think nobody else has figured out shop during the week as opposed to the weekend.
Actually, you know, they have these little apps where you can see when they have high traffic times. I think that's the best app ever because you just go when you know nobody else is going to be there, right?
Totally. Yeah, you just look at that down like bar graph and you look at the littlest bar and you're like, yes, okay, I'm going now.
So do you ever go to Spinnaker's Pub or anything like that? Do you go to the poutine place, La Belle Patate?
Yeah, La Belle Patate. I have not been to La Belle Patate, but I have seen many creations come out of La Belle Patate that look absolutely amazing. I've got to try it one day. Spinnaker's, yeah, we do go to it sometimes. We just tend to walk all the way into town. Spinnaker's is close, but we just walk into town. We go to the local quite a bit downtown, right on Wharf Street. Go to Taco Fino. So, I mean, the walk into town is 25 minutes and it's along the waterway. So we just enjoy it so much that we just keep going.
Right. And also you're close to the Galloping Goose Trail, which comes along right by what was formerly the YMCA off of Craig Flower. And then that leads to the trestle, which leads to the Goose. Then you can also just walk across the Blue Bridge. Do you go to places like Glow for dinner? Have you been there?
I haven't been to Glow for dinner. We went for one of my husband's Christmas parties to Glow and it was really nice. That's across the Selkirk Trestle on the other side of the gorge. It's a nice area in there. They've got the paddling club, the rowing club there. So yeah, it's a beautiful neighborhood over there as well. We also sometimes jump on the ENN trail and head out of town that way. So we have two bike trails like kind of either side of us, which is really nice. We jump on the Goose and head out to Sydney sometimes, Maddox Farm, and get ice cream and then come back in. We feel like we earned it after a cycle. And then we've taken the ENN out towards Langford and headed out to Machosen that way, so it's pretty beautiful.
So I row at the rowing club, which is just across the water. It can be quite noisy there at Vic West in the morning, I find, like just all the, it's quite industrial on the other side. This side has all been developed. Do you ever hang out? There's some nice developments. So they have sustainable buildings down there, right along Taiyi. So, and there's some nice bakeries down there as well. Have you been to those?
So at work, my work is right there. It's a block away. And so I go to Cafe Fantastico almost every day and sit there and do work. Since I'm a small business owner, I tend to be doing a lot of stuff on the computer. So I sit there, do lots of work. They have so many people that go there to do work, and they have a great deli attached to it that serves really amazing, like fresh food items. And then next door to Cafe Fantastico is Folepi, which is a French bakery. They sell fresh breads, fresh pastries. So good. I try and stay in Cafe Fantastico and not always go into the bakery. But yeah, I spend a lot of time over that way.
Do they have gluten-free there?
They probably do. I think they have a few items, but it's not like predominantly gluten-free.
Yeah. So what's cool about that area, they have a lot of little townhouses and low-rise apartments. I'd say they're 4 or 5 stories high, is they all have kayak storage. So there's kayak access and canoeing, and people, actually, if you have underground parking there, you can park your kayak and canoe under behind your car, which is really nice, and it's all secure parking. So what are your plans for the future in this area, do you think?
We'd love to either, like, we love the location, we love our house. We wouldn't mind getting another property in this area. We're keeping our eyes out all the time. We'd love to expand into this area. I think it's not quite fully established area, so I think there's still opportunity in the market here to get in when it's a little bit lower and then see some sweat equity create some additional equity. So that's sort of our current plan. And then, I mean, our house has many amazing features. It doesn't have a garage, doesn't have a driveway. So my husband's always like, oh, I'd love a garage and driveway. But all the rest of it's pretty perfect. So we'll probably stay in this house for a while.
I find, like, just crossing over the bridge to go back to Victoria, it costs you $100,000 to $200,000 for the same house.
Yeah, and you see those houses, and sometimes if you want to be in that close enough proximity to walk into town, which is one of the features that we love so much about being here, you don't get the walk along the water into town unless you're in James Bay. But in James Bay, you're looking at that price tag that's over $1 million, which, if you can afford, go right ahead. But you're definitely at that $1 million price tag. You probably still are having to make some concessions on things that you want.
Yeah. And coming from Toronto, where I saw this all happen a few, like 30 years ago, this is definitely like the Cabbage Town or Parkdale or the Annex in Toronto, which was underdeveloped. And now it's turning around. So that's your introduction to Vic West. We're going to come back. Just right now, we're going to hear from our local sponsor. And then we'll talk about Beth and her business at Lab Health. Chat with you soon.
Vancouver Island Time is brought to you by the Briar Hill Group at RE/MAX Camosun in Victoria, where we bring local expertise and global presence to your property.
Hi, everybody. It's Jane Johnson. Welcome back to Vancouver Island Time. I'm here with Beth Bates and her company Lab Health, which is located in Vic West. So, Beth, you moved here two and a half, three years ago. So tell me what it was like to move into Victoria. I'm sure a lot of people would be interested to know, how easy was it to find work, and what do you do, and what did you do after you got your work?
So when I first moved here, I had a job, no problem. I'm a physiotherapist. It's kind of the consensus across the board for physios is that it's pretty easy to find work for us. So I got a managerial job of a big corporate clinic, and the dog has arrived to introduce herself.
Hi, Maddie.
Maddie, sit. So that wasn't a trouble. I worked there for about a year and a half. Really enjoyed it. Loved my team there. But sometimes the struggles of a corporate company is that you don't get to make some of the small day-to-day decisions that you think would make a big impact. So I kind of on a whim called around to find out what lease spaces might be available, kind of asking if anybody had a closet-sized space for me. And I walked into the Good Life Fitness, just 10-minute walk from the house. And they're like, actually, we do. So they used to have massage therapy in there. And so they had this great space for me, and I was able to take it over. So 2.5 weeks later, I was all of a sudden running my own little clinic, just me, but worked really well. So I've been in there for a year now.
So you're in the gym. Are you getting clients from the gym, or how are you getting your business?
So it's mixed. I now have myself, another physio, a kinesiologist, and 2 massage therapists. And then I have an administrator that works from home. And so for the physio side of the business, about 40% comes from the gym, and then 60% comes from word of mouth. And then for the massage therapy, it's a bit different. It's about 80% come from the gym, and then 20% from word of mouth outside the gym. And our kinesiologist is getting busier day to day. She carries her own caseload, which is really nice, doing exercise physiology, rehab exercises in the clinic. And she's getting work from word of mouth and also just people Googling for a kinesiologist and finding her in our space, which is really awesome.
Is she affiliated with any teams?
She isn't affiliated with any teams. That's more common, I think, with athletic therapists more recently, is especially here in Victoria, because at Camosun College, they run a program for athletic therapy. So here in Victoria, we have UVic that does kinesiology and Camosun that does athletic therapy. So we've pretty saturated in the exercise physiology side of things. So we get to see a bit more of those specialties branch out and do their sides. And kinesiology tends to be more in physio clinics, working alongside physios and RMTs and all kind of working collaboratively together. And then an athletic therapist can do that as well, but they can also work with teams and do the first aidy stuff.
So who's your ideal client? Like, what's your typical day in terms of the profile of clients that are coming through your office?
So since my clinic's located in Vic West is very much a working population. Most people have extended health benefits. So our people in the clinic are generally pretty active people. You see a lot of active people here in Victoria. It's just our climate's so good to have activity outdoors and enjoy like the many features of being so close to the water. So we have a lot of active people, all ages. I see sort of from about right now, my caseload's about from 15 years old up to about 86 years old. We do a few home visits for people who can't get out of the house. And but yeah, pretty active population. Most people have extended health benefits.
So how does somebody who can't get out of the house find you?
So typically it's word of mouth again. The home visits are a piece that a lot of different physio clinics try to provide. It's always a little bit more challenging a piece to get out to people's houses, how far they live away. But here in Victoria, everything's kind of so close. It's like 15 to 20 minutes in any direction is you're in that next neighborhood or in that next community. So we've just done a handful of them for people that we either know or friends of family that just need somebody to come into the house.
Do they need any sort of equipment or do you bring it with them?
Anything that we need, we would bring with us.
So, so you started your own business. You didn't know anybody in Victoria. Everyone's going to ask me, because I used to run a women's business networking group. This is very hard. How do you get started?
So, I'd love to say I have the perfect magic potion. But essentially what I did is open the doors, had my website prepared in that 2 weeks of planning that I was going to all of a sudden be a business owner and get incorporated and fill out proposal processes to get injured workers and things like that, claims. And for 9 months, I was all by myself. And I just tried to make an impact through relationships, building rapport, meeting people that were at the gym or meeting up with other people in the community, doing doctor's visits. You never get to talk to a doctor, but you sure can make friends with MOAs. So I've tried my best to try and branch out. I find that the millions of hours that I've spent teaching myself how to do search engine optimization and digital marketing has actually made a huge impact. So when people Google us now, we're not on page 110, you know, we're on page 2. So that took a lot of effort. I made my own website and I do my own bookkeeping. So I'm still a bit of a one woman band with a bunch of people trailing behind me that seem to be pretty happy. But yeah, it was a tough like hustle, still doing a little bit of the hustle, but I have a team to help me do spread the word.
I think you always have to do the hustle.
Yeah, I think it's never ending. I think with physios, you will at a point, which I've seen with a ton of sort of my older mentors, that you get a following and then you kind of have a wait list, you know, 3-4 weeks long. I don't know if I ever want to be there, because I really love to be able to still treat new patients. But getting to that point where you're not counting your patients in the day and being like, oh, okay, I have 7. Yay, I'm doing great, would be nice.
Right. So do you, what sort of planning do you do? And do you have a team around you to help you with your business? I know a lot of new business owners want to know that. Who have you picked? Like when I got in, I interviewed people who were successful in my field. And then I went around and I got my bookkeeper, I got my lawyer, I got my accountant, sort of my dream team together. Do you have that?
So I see so many patients every day that have a million different skills and come from totally different backgrounds, you know, lawyers, electricians, plumbers, like nurses, doctors, everything. So I had a few people that knew other people to set up the lawyer and the accountant. I did have to do a little bit of work on the accountant side because I found being a woman in business and being that I was running a small company, I did have a few moments where I wasn't maybe getting the respect that I deserved. So I had to hunt for about 3 or 4 accountant interviews before I found one. So that was a little bit of a challenge, but it was kind of a nice challenge to learn that side of business and be able to put my foot down and pick the people on my team I wanted. And then my administrator, her and I worked together at my previous company, and I was able to offer her something that was super desirable, getting to work from home. She's a stay-at-home mom with 2 kids, and she has kind of the perfect opportunity right now working with me. So she pretty much makes everything work smoothly, which is awesome. And then my other physio and kinesiologist, they're doing a lot of great things with knee and hip arthritis. So they're spending a lot of time right now building up a program to provide knee and hip arthritis exercises to groups of people. It's a program brought from Denmark. And it's called the GLAD program. And so they're doing that, which is going to build out their side of the business as well to help increase their client load.
Who's your favorite type of client?
My favorite is, I mean, I really love the oldies because they have so many great stories. And often if they've come to physio, they're usually pretty highly motivated. And often what they need is just somebody encouraging them and giving them a little bit of confidence to know that they can do something that they feel like maybe they've lost or couldn't do any longer. But the active people are really cool too, because it's lots of problem solving, trying to figure out the pieces to put it together, because often they're highly functional. They can do everything, run marathons and whatever, and it's like at their 300th kilometer that something's falling apart. And so those are challenging cases, which I also enjoy.
Kind of like an old car.
Yeah.
So I row with 20, maybe there's an 18-year-old, but basically to 80 years old, I find that it's really a mental thing. The continuity, some people age suddenly, and I think it's a decisions on one part. I mean, true, I do feel like, there are times when I feel like I've just aged all of a sudden. But do you find like the most important thing is just keeping active, and what type of activities help people to maintain their flexibility and strength and endurance as they age?
My goal and kind of my team's goal, we always focus on functional strength. We, you know, as much as one can do a specific exercise in the gym, I think that's great to be active for sure. I'm never going to deny the benefit of being active, but we like to focus on functional strength. So if you're having trouble standing up without using your hands, or you're having trouble playing with kids on the floor, or crouching to do gardening and things like that, we like to try and build strength that gets you back into those things. Because as you start to lose those things, then that's when it starts to impact your entire life. Anytime things that are being threatened, like your independence or your sense of who you are, maybe you're a potter and you can't use your arms because you can't make the pottery any longer, or you get to the point where you're losing the strength in your legs, that you're having trouble driving, things like that, and you start to lose that confidence, then it's really going to affect your level of activity.
Yeah, I found for my mom, it was a case of her, she's was watching a lot of politics on TV. And so she would just sit in front of the television all the time. And then because she wasn't walking around doing all of her gardening, she was always a very active person, is then she lost her sense of balance and strength. And then that's when things really started to fall apart. So once that happens, is it possible to get it back?
It's definitely possible to get it back. You can get your balance back and strength back at any age. The trouble is, it's a lot more challenging as we age. We just don't have the same sort of muscle mass as we get older. It really takes a lot of energy to maintain muscle. So if your body doesn't see any need for the muscle because it's not being used, it's really happy to turn it into fat, because it's so much easier to maintain fat, like metabolically in the body, than to try and maintain muscle. So as we age, if our level of activity is decreasing and you're not using those muscles or the amount of muscle any longer, the body will quickly distribute it into fat instead, just because it's too demanding.
That explains a lot. I find I exercise way more than I did when I was 20 and I'm fatter. What is with that?
I know. That's the thing, is anytime anybody I feel like has like a lull, so like there's an injury or, you know, they take 2 or 3 years off or whatever, but during that process we're getting older, right? And you kind of get over that hump. I think it's like 25, 26, something like that, and you somehow have a little hiatus in there of activity. Frick, it's hard to get back to that shape that you were before.
I could still outgrow those 18-year-olds. Okay, so how do people get in touch with you?
So our business, which is kind of one of the unique things about a physio business, majority of them have reception and have somebody sitting there at the front desk where you walk in, you can book appointments and interact. But I've created my business all online. That's how I was able to do it ahead of time. That's why I was able to do the 9 months all by myself. I didn't have reception. I didn't have admin, nothing. So 90% of the people book online. So they go to our website, labhealth.ca, and they just go straight through that to book online. You can call us now because somebody answers the phone now. Kayla is my amazing administrator, and she answers the phone between 8 and 4 Monday to Friday. And so that works pretty well.
What's the number?
It's 250-386-7254.
250-386-7254 and labhealth.ca, labhealth.ca. Or you can drop in at Good Life Fitness and talk to who?
You can talk to us if our door is open. If not, it says we're in treatment, which means we're hopefully helping somebody else. There are cards and lots of flyers and pamphlets right outside our doors. And you can take something from there and you can get our phone number and the website and figure out how to do it. The online booking system, anybody can do it. Super easy, really fast, and we've had everybody do it at all ages, and it's not had a difficulty at all.
Okay, two things. One is who should be coming to you?
Anybody who is either looking to prevent injury, prevent functional decline, or who has an injury or has some sort of stiffness or impairment, let's call it, and they want to get back to the activities they used to be able to do.
Okay. And are you covered by MSP or whatever it is, health, Blue Cross or whatever?
Yeah. So we have direct billing to all the major providers. So we take WCB, we take ICBC. So ICBC here in British Columbia is for motor vehicle collisions. And then we also do MSP. So for people who are on premium assistance and need some help, they get 10 visits a year. So we can do that as well. And then all the big ones, Pacific Blue Cross, Great West Life, Manulife, Sun Life, Green Shield, pretty much any of the big insurance companies, we can do the direct billing for you to save some of your out-of-pocket cost.
Great. Well, this has been so great. Thank you so much for joining me today. So if you want to learn more about Beth and her business, go to labhealth.ca, or you can give her a call at
250-386-7254.
And if you want to learn more about VicWest, you can contact me. I'm Jane Johnston, the host of Vancouver Island Time, and I'm with the Briarhill Group at RE/MAX Camosun. Welcome to the neighborhood of VicWest. Have a great day.
Welcome to the neighborhood. We hope you have had some insight into West Coast living. If you know of someone or someplace that should be highlighted in our podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Please go to VancouverIslandTime.com and click on our Connect button. See you next week on Vancouver Island Time with Jane Johnston.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.